You're holding off Nun Beis Amar Alefi on top. Yeah, this last Mishnah we had again was about the Rebbe Chor. We know takes Pishnayim. So it's only said by the Nichsei Avra, Yashin's his father, and not of the Yashin's Nichsei Aim, if he Yashin's Nichsei Melug. When a son Yashin's his mother, there's no din of a Bechor, taking two portions. The same thing, Yavein Anoito, B'Shvach, V'Lei Baroka, B'Muchzik, that a Bechor does not take two portions in the Shvach, meaning after the father dies, before they divide the portion, as the brother works on the fields and make the fields worth a little bit more, so the extra value they put into the fields, the Bechor does not get two portions. The same thing, Baro, means when the father died, let's say people still owed him money, but the father did not collect the money yet. So even though the people paid the money later, that's called Ro, a Bechor does not get two portions of that. Same thing in Isha, when she collects a Ksuba, she can't collect from Shvach and she can't collect from Ro. Same thing, the bonus was in the same Matanai Ksuba. The same thing, Hayovam, when the Mekayim Mitzvah Yibam, the Torah says, you get your brother's portion in the Yerusha. So you don't get a portion of Muchs of Ro or a portion in the Shvach. We'll see in the Gemara. So Mishnah Zobah V'chulun Ein Noit L'mishvach L'Beruak V'muchzik. Like all these last cases, they do not take either from Shvach, meaning if somebody worked on the fields after the father died, the brothers worked on it, and they made the field better, they put value into it, and that value, a Isha or a Yavam doesn't collect. The same thing, Baruch of a Muchzik. If when the person died, he didn't own the property, only people paid it to him later, they paid up the Chayvus later, so you don't have an Isha can collect, and the bonus, and the Yavam. Nothing more says, my time, what's the reason for the first part of the Mishnah? That Aloch is a ben only Yashin's Abchor, only gets two portions from his father, and not from his mother. So Mor says, my Kroh, as the Apostle says, V'loi Mishpat HaBechoira. To him should be the Aloch of a Bechoira. So Rashi says, really, the Apostle is talking about, Ki Hu Reishis, Rashi, the Apostle says, Ki Hu Reishis Oinoi, it's like, this is your first child, V'loi Mishpat HaBechoira. So Rashi says, Mashma that the Deko is going back to the father, Kleima, Benechosov, on the father's property is the Mishpat of a Bechoira, and not on the Nichse Ishtoi. So that's the Posek of Veloi going back to the father, on the father's property is the Loch of Mishpat HaBechoira, the first Bechoira gets two portions. Mishpat HaBechoira Ish, via Mishpat HaBechoira Isha. But when the sons, Yashin, their mother, there's no Loch of the Bechoira takes two portions, then all the brothers take an equal portion in the mother's Nechosim. Then the Mishnah says, Veinu Noito B'Shvach, that a Bechor doesn't get his two portions in the Shvach, in the value that the kids put in after the father died. The Pasuk says, Bechol HaShe Yimotze Loi, anything that's found to him, Rashi says, Li'av B'Shas Misa, that whatever the father owns at the time when he died, in that the Bechor gets two portions. But this Shvach is something the kids put this value into the field after the father died. They went and planted it and it grew, things grew there. Now the field's worth more. That was not there the time the father died. Therefore the Bechor does not get two portions in the Shvach. Now, the Mishnah says, V'lei Baro, not that thing that's only fitting to come to the father. The father did not collect them when he was alive. V'lei Baro, Kibamuchzik, on things that's coming to him. It does not have the same halacha as if he has it already. Why not? The pasuk says again, "V'chol asher yimotze loy." Anything you find by him, mashma what the father owned at the time when he died. But since this chayvus that people owe him, he didn't collect yet, so it's not called loy. It's not called his nechosim right now. So bechor does not get two portions. Then the Mishnah says the same thing. V'loy isha b'ksubasa. When an isha goes to collect the ksuba, like when a husband dies and she wants to collect the ksuba from his nechosim, so she can't collect from the shvach that the yoshim put into the field later, or she can't collect from the chayvus that people pay up later. Shvatim ma'enius, not that way. V'om ha-shmul, Shmul says the klal is that Baal chayv goyves a shvach. A Baal chayv has a right to collect the shvach. Rashi says the Baal chayv means if you lend somebody money, and then that person sold his fields, and later you go to collect from him, he has no money. So you have a right to take away the fields he sold from the Lekuchas. And even though the Lekuchas, the person that bought the field, worked on it and put Shvach into the field, still the locher is the Baal Chayv takes it away from the Lekayach. So in Ish also, when she comes to collect the Ksuba, she's like a Baal Chayv. It's like the husband owes her the money. So even the Shvach that comes in the field later, she should also collect. So Marasa then Echanami, Omer Reb Abba, that Mikulei Ksuba Shonakan. These are special kulis that were said by Hilchus Ksuba. As even though a Ksuba is Ishes like a Bal Chayiv, and usually a Bal Chayiv does collect from the Shmach, this is a special law in a Ksuba, because a Ksuba is not really like a Bal Chayiv. Like you did not lend the money to your husband. Time the chiyuv to pay the ksuba. These are one of the kulas that Rabbanim made. She only has a right to collect from the property that the husband owned, and not from the shvach, the value they first put in after he died. And the same for the chur applied by Roh also. Things that he didn't collect yet, only he gets later, like people owe him the money, even though they paid up later, on the Roh also, that's a kula ksuba, she cannot collect from that. Then the Mishnah says, v'loi ha'bonus b'mzin ha'sayim. Ach, a bonus is, there's a Tanai Ksuba that if you marry a lady that has already girls, so you mechayiv yourself to feed them. Even if you die, they have a right to collect from your nechosim also. So Mishnah says those girls cannot collect from Shvach or from Ro. So Mishnah says, my time, what's the reason? Again, Tanai Ksuba. This halacha that you pay your wife's daughters is a special Tanai we're written up in the Ksuba. So if so, Kiksuba Dami has the same halacha like the Ksuba itself. As that the ksuba itself, it's a mekula ksuba we had, that you only collect from muchzik and not from ro, or not from shvach. Here also the bonus can't collect from the shvach or from the ro. Then the Mishnah says, lo yesayovim, meaning when your brother dies, and you're miyabim him, you marry your brother's wife. So the Torah says, now you take over the Yerusha of your brother. So my time, what's the reason? The Mara says, b'chor kai rachmona. The Torah says the Yovim has a locha like a Bechor. Just like by a Bechor we said before, Bechor does not collect his two portions in the Shvach or in Ro, what's only fit to come. It's the same thing. Here the case is that first the father died. Now all the brothers were fit to Yashin. And then your brother dies. So now if you go marry his wife, so you take over the chelek that your brother deserved to get on your father's property, you take that over. But again, you only get that portion that your brother deserved to get, what your father had when he died. But if they put a shvach into the property later, so you have no right to take it, because your din of taking your brother's property is like a bechor. And a bechor also has no right to take from shvach or from ro. Now, Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Loishon, when was this said? Ele b'shvach sheshivchu nechosim bein misa liyavim. Means after the father died, now we're talking about like this. Your first the father died, and then your brother died, and then you want to make Yibam. So that we say you don't get Shvach, it's only between me and the Yibam. Well, the Ben Yibam, once you make the Mitzvah Yibam, Lechaluka, let's say after you Yibam your brother's wife, then the brothers still work on the property until they finally make a Chaluka, Shokol, you know, then you would take from the Shvach. Like, once you make the mitzvah yibum, now your mamash take over your brother's portions, and you will get even from the shvach now also. My time, what's the reason? Because the pasuk says, yokum ha-shem ochav ha-meis, that once you make yibum, once you marry your brother's wife, now you take over all his nechosim. So, just like your brother, if he would have been alive, he would also get a portion in the shvach. So now that you take over your brother's portions, you get that portion in the shvach that was made in the property after you made the mitzvah yibum. And echnami, the shvach that was put into the property before you miyabim your brother's wife, that you can't take. That's the lach of the mishnah, the shvach the yavim can't take. But once he makes the mitzvah yibum, now his mamish come, it's like his own property. So therefore, if they make the property worth more, it's his property got worth more, he'll get a chelik in it. Rava Mano, Rava says, Afilu debein yavim lechaluka. Even after you mekayim the mitzvah yibum, but if the brothers still did not make a chaluka, did not divide up the father's property, but rather they're only oisik in fixing it up and making it better, so you do not get a portion, you do not take your brother's portion in that. Why? Debein yavim lechaluka namu leshorka, my taima, ki bechor, because like we said before, yavim has luck like a bechor. My bechor, just like by a bechor, ain like koidim chaluka, that before they divided up, in the difference in the property between when the father died and the time they divided up, the Bechor does not get two portions in that. If so, Af Yovim Nami, this din that the Yovim has a right to collect from his brother's property, that's only Ein Lekoidim Chaluka. You do not get from the property the change that happened before they made the Chaluk, before they divided up. It's the way the property was, the way your father died. And now when they divided up, you get a brother's portion in that karka that belonged to your father, but not the shvach, not what they fixed it up later. Because Rav holds that this din that a yovam takes over his brother's property is mamish like a lock of a bechor. So after the din of the mishnah, just like by a bechor does not get from the shvach, so the yovam also will not get at all from the shvach, even the shvach that was put into the property after he did the mitzvah yibum. But still, he's only taken with the teres of a bechor, and a bechor can't get from shvach. He would also not get from the shvach. Yeah. Then the mishnah says v'chulin. It says a neutral mishvach. All these last cases, they do not take from the shvach of the property that took place after the father died. Samara says, what does the mishnah have to repeat it for? It started off saying like that. Samara says la suyeh shvachad v'meila. It comes to include.